What would you do if you could ask any great leader from history how they would grapple with the biggest issues facing the planet today? Global warming and climate change, for example. Go through the history books and decide, who would you ask first? How about Charles Keeling, the scientist who confirmed that the burning of fossil fuels is increasing the concentration of greenhouse gases, and whose work is a cornerstone of climate science today? Dr. Keeling passed away in 2005, so presumably our question is merely a thought experiment, an interesting what if. We can't actually ask Charles our questions because he's no longer among the living. But we discovered that's not true. We really could ask this great soul and other great leaders from history how to save our planet and ourselves and practice self-care and live in communion. It's also not true that Charles is no longer among the living, because while his body stopped working years ago, his mind, his heart, his spirit, and his living presence are among us. He's very much aware of the enormous challenges we are facing, and he has answers. And we are going to share them with you on this, the Channeled Messages of Hope podcast. We are Silicon Valley entrepreneurs who were given the opportunity to talk with these fascinating people from history, from Albert Einstein to St. Francis, through a process known as spirit channeling. Some people find it controversial, but what we discovered left no doubt that it really is possible to communicate with the other side of the veil. The opportunity arose after meeting someone we're going to call Sam Larkin at a Silicon Valley investment firm. Sam is a remarkably gifted spirit channeler. When we met her, we had no idea that she knew how to allow spirits to borrow her body and talk through her. But eventually we found ourselves connected with her through Zoom, and she'd go into a trance state, and next thing you knew, out of her mouth came the voice of Charles Keeling, the voice of Nikola Tesla, inventor of alternating current and the radio, the voice of Rachel Carson, author of Silent Spring and one of the great environmental activists of the 20th century, the voice of Jacques Cousteau, the marine biologist and filmmaker whose documentaries made entire generations fall in love with the world's oceans. They are four great souls among the 19 we interviewed through Sam after realizing what a golden opportunity sat before us. We compiled it all in the book Channeled Messages of Hope by Carolyn Thomas. As you can imagine, we had no idea how channeling worked when we first met Sam. Our background is in the tech sector, and channeling falls outside our wheelhouse. But there was no way we could let that stop us from getting answers to humanity's biggest questions. Here's a clip of Sam explaining how channeling works, read by a voice actress.
Although channeling is somewhat new for me, I've always been intuitive. In fact, until I was 11, it never occurred to me that this was not the norm, as I assumed that everyone was intuitive. So I just took it for granted. But when my family bought a farm that 11th summer, and I was surrounded by various types of farm animals, I realized that my mom and dad did not share in my awareness in knowing that a cow was ill before exhibiting physical symptoms, or that one of our horses was not just skittish, but fearful of plastic bags in the wind. Much later, I learned that the animals were telepathically communicating this information to me in pictures, and I was interpreting the pictures. It's called clairvoyance, which literally means clear seeing. Along the way, I also discovered that I am highly clairsentient, which is the ability to feel an innate emotional awareness of psychic information. As I got older and began working in the corporate world, I also started sharing my animal communication and psychic work with others by offering readings on the weekends while I held down my day job in financial services. Eventually, I decided to stop doing my readings because the experience felt complete to me. So, you're probably wondering how a person with a master's degree working in such a serious day job ends up channeling Albert Einstein or Nikola Tesla, or anyone for that matter. Well, as you've probably guessed, having an open mind is essential. Also, having a sense of play while also being fully committed to the prospect of unlimited possibilities is a crucial element. And as you can imagine, it's very important that I fully prepare myself before each session. Before I begin to channel, I meditate, which includes grounding and running my energy with the intent of bringing in only the spirit that Caroline and I have agreed upon. I found that it also helps to have a photo of the spirit that I wish to connect with close by. I imagine roses on the outside of my aura, an invisible bubble of energy that surrounds my body, that I refer to as protection roses. Then I cleanse my chakras and proceed to close down my first chakra, root, to 10%, my second chakra, sacral, to 10%, and lastly, my third chakra, or solar plexus, to 50%. Once I've prepared my body, I go into a light trance and envision the spirit we wish to bring in that day. Almost always, I see the spirit in the wings of a theater, waiting for their entrance, while Caroline says an invocation prayer, beckoning the spirit to enter. From there, I imagine the top of my head, crown chakra, opening, and I proceed to watch myself rise up out of my body as the invoked spirit enters through the top of my head and takes my place.
After realizing this great opportunity we had, we made a list of historical figures we'd like to speak with through Sam, and they answered our call. Come to find out, a mysterious group known as the Council made the arrangements on their side of the veil. They are deeply invested in getting out these messages of hope, which they say are for humanity's awakening to a higher level of living. Our job on this side of the veil was to know as best we could the people we were going to interview and the topics we'd like to discuss with them. Climate change topped our list of most important issues, so we spoke with acclaimed climate scientists, world leaders like Gandhi and Teddy Roosevelt, environmental activists like John Muir and Chico Mendes, and spiritual masters like Wayne Dyer and Francis of Assisi. And we even spoke with Samuel Clemens, the author known for delivering messages of hope and helping us all keep our sense of humor. They know the enormity of what we face as a planet, and they floored us with their compassion and understanding, and some of the secret things they shared with us. Listen to what climate scientist Stephen Schneider told us in 2023, 2 years before the news broke.
I'm fearful that we won't make it to the 1.5 Celsius in 2030. I feel that we're moving too late on this.
It didn't become official until early 2025 that the world would miss the 1.5 degrees of warming target set forth by the Paris Agreement. It means that we are running headlong into a human-made climate disaster. But Dr. Schneider did give us a message of hope.
For clarification, are you saying that you don't think we will meet the 2030 goal, reduce emissions by 45%, but we can still meet the 2050 goal?
I still feel we can meet that goal. It's going to be tight, though, Caroline, I have to tell you. I'm an optimist, but I'm also a scientist. I feel that we can do it, but it's going to be very tight.
Both Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein told us a breakthrough clean energy technology is coming soon. Here's Albert delivering the news.
Nuclear energy is on the precipice of creating a new way to release energy that is not radioactive.
Nikola Tesla said he is working from behind the scenes to feed ideas and inspiration to today's scientists working on nuclear fusion technology. We couldn't help ourselves from asking what he thinks of the electric car company that bears the Tesla name and uses technology he invented. And he surprised us by saying,
I am in disagreement with some of the things that they are doing. And what I am in disagreement with is that their emissions are higher than they are disclosing. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
In carbon footprint?
Yes. They are working toward the goal. They are working to bring this renewable energy. I am very hopeful that they will use this for the betterment of humanity and not be immersed in profit. They can do this. And I want them to do this because that is the whole reason to be an inventor, to be working is to focus on how to make things better for the world. And I want them to know that I am hopeful that they will do the right thing.
Asked if Elon Musk is one of the people he's feeding ideas to, Nikola answered,
Mr. Musk is an investor. Mr. Musk is not what I would call an inventor. Yes, I work to help the founders of Tesla to rediscover some of my invention, but I do not work personally with Mr. Musk. I work with some members of his Tesla company, but I do not work one-to-one with Mr. Musk.
Channeled Messages of Hope is an outgrowth of author Carolyn Thomas's fight to save her life after a serious disease knocked her down and almost out. Confronted by her mortality, Carolyn sought to heal herself in body, mind, and spirit, and it took her to some unconventional and very interesting places. Like her dear friend Sam, she discovered in herself her own capacity for contacting the other side. Here's Carolyn explaining.
In 2021, Sam began to receive messages from what she could feel was a high vibrational, very powerful soul on the other side, and the messages were for me. During this period, Sam attempted something that she had never tried before, channeling a soul from the other side. Sam stepped away from her body, surrendered control, and allowed the essence of this soul to inhabit her body, utilize her vocal cords, and talk one-on-one with me. This highly evolved soul had been a Hindu guru and spiritual master for many people during his previous life on Earth and wished to have a connection with me. Speaking in English with a Hindi accent through Sam, the guru explained that we had shared many lifetimes together and that he had been looking after me since I was a child. I recalled a childhood bicycle accident in which I became airborne and inexplicably kind of floated back down to the asphalt, gently landing on my feet. I knew that I should have been injured, and I also knew that despite my young age, something very special had just happened. There were also several close calls in my early adulthood that almost felt like divine intervention, where I got through some very dangerous situations completely unscathed. The soul confirmed he'd had a hand in each case. This soul also told me that in 2009, from the other side, he could see that I was subconsciously getting ready to cross over, and he stepped in to intervene because it was not my time. I recalled that I had been in a lot of unrelenting physical pain and exhaustion in 2008, stemming from a chronic illness. I was in bed for most of this period, and I had thought to myself that I no longer wanted to be in this body if things didn't turn around within 1 year. To circumvent an unplanned and early exit, this soul had guided and assisted in various ways, unbeknownst to me, and brought the perfect beings into my life so that I would feel more comfortable in my body and want to stick around on the earth plane. I refer to him as Baba and continue to maintain regular contact through Sam and another channeler. While taking a shower in August 2022, an idea popped into my head to take this experience a step further and explore channeling other souls through Sam while I asked the questions in a conversational-style interview format. After several successful test interviews, including one with British singer David Bowie, an artist that both Sam and I love, a flash of inspiration to create a Messages of Hope book based on such interviews came to me, and the project began immediately. Through Sam, I shared my idea about the project with Baba, the Hindu guru on the other side. Baba then began to fill in the gaps. Well, I am on a council, the council. I am with other souls, and we are talking about your project because we want to send hope, messages of hope. We want the people to know that we are witnessing their struggles, but we see that Mother Earth is struggling most of all. We are looking forward to giving information to you. Further, it was revealed that the council were the ones that had downloaded the idea of the project to me in the first place. As Baba told me, we do that because we know that you are susceptible to what we want to do, and you and Sam are here to help. It's our project, and we are giving you the responsibility of helping with this project, but it originated with the council. For those unfamiliar with the council, it is a group of ascended master beings on the other side who prefer to remain anonymous, which is why I am unable to disclose Baba's name. While we can't be certain, we have been led to conclude that souls such as Saint Francis, Jesus Christ, and other enlightened beings are members of the council. For this book, I had knowledge that the council was initiating contact with the souls to be interviewed, paving the way for access that otherwise would likely not have been possible.
I'm John Thomas, chemical engineer, CEO in Northern California, and husband to my beautiful wife, Carolyn. She pulled me in to the interviews to ask some of the more technical questions. And while we were at it, I took the opportunity to find out answers to questions I'd always wanted to know, such as what is life like on the other side, and whether anyone returns after crossing over. It must be the engineer in me that's always been fascinated with learning how things work. We found out a lot, actually, that we think you'll be fascinated to learn for yourself. As I take you through the podcast, I'll play clips from the audiobook so that you too can hear these messages of hope. And you too can hear what these incredible souls and great historical leaders shared with us and want you to know. If you can't wait for future episodes coming in the next weeks and months, go to Amazon, Audible, or iTunes to hear these souls speak now. Channeled Messages of Hope by Carolyn Thomas. The audiobook is a 12-hour feast of information and knowledge. So let me ask you, who would you call up first if you were in our shoes? Who is the smartest person in history? The person who is likely to have the best answers to the biggest questions our planet faces? I'll tell you who I thought of, Dr. Albert Einstein. I figured he would know what's happening in the realm of clean energy science, and he sure delivered during our interview. Something else he shared with us is going to rewrite the history books, and it involves his first wife, physicist Maleva Marich. You'll hear from both of them in our next episode. This is Channeled Messages of Hope podcast with Carolyn and John Thomas. Please join us for our next episode and for this journey of healing, discovery, and truth.